Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, everyone. Okay, I can't look at the camera. We are driving. I hope that we... Oh, good. Are people getting on?
Yes.
We'll wait for people
to
get on. Oh, yay. We got two. Us and them.
Four. Oh, eight. People are getting on.
Okay, good.
Good morning.
Okay, good. Good morning, everyone. Let's give them the heads up. We're driving, so if we lose signal, wait.
Yes, we're driving and we hit dead zone, so we'll come back.
We'll come back. And if we get disconnected, we'll still come back.
Yes.
Okay. Happy Friday, everyone. Hi. I can't read any comments. Hi, y'all. Hi.
No one's saying hi. We have 34 and people are getting on.
Are y'all saying good morning? Anybody say good morning?
Not yet. They're just watching us.
Okay. All right. They're just watching us. Sometimes, Callie, I have to swipe and then swipe and then swipe to get the comments. It's
swipe.
So weird.
Swipe. Swipe.
Like swipe all the way. Something like that. Yeah. Swipe over to the right. Yep. And then swipe back. And then sometimes we'll see comments. Sometimes.
Wow. You really? Oh, there we go. Good morning.
There we go. Okay, good, good. Good morning, girls.
Good morning.
We are driving to the lake house. Wait. We got to start with rise and shine.
Wakey, wakey. Exit bakey.
Good morning, everyone. Danielle and Melissa are behind us. We really wanted to all be in the same car. But we are headed to the lake house for our marriage retreat. And
yes.
So we don't fit in my big Tahoe.
There was no way. With all the stuff we had.
No way.
That all of us are going to fit in here.
Because yeah.
The Tahoe is packed.
Packed. Absolutely packed. So, but nonetheless, I'm excited about today.
Yes.
I got to tell you guys that Callie and I have already had a dance party in the car.
Pretty much.
And so I want to give you, raise your hand if you read the topic of today. Anyone? Raise your hand. Tell me if they're raising their hand so I can drive.
Okay, I'll let you know when they're raising.
Okay.
Did y'all read her topic at the top of the Rise and Shine?
And sometimes they don't because they just see I'm live and they just hop on, which is cool. Maybe I should say my topic out loud.
Yeah. Well, because it could be a little lag for us.
Oh, true. Okay. So here's the topic of today.
Oh, Jennifer Augusta said yes.
Yay!
She has her hand raised.
Okay. So here's the topic of today. Are y'all ready? Girl, you ain't ready for me today. That's what my topic
yeah,
is.
Yeah, they're all raising their hand.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes, yes. Carrie George, yes. DK Tuck, yes.
Okay, good, good, good. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Especially as we are headed to this marriage retreat. I want to talk to all you girls. I know we get a handful of guys that get on here. And I know every man that gets on here will agree with what I'm about to say. Girls, March 1st starts Pink Month. Bang your freaking chest. Every man would also say to you, they are a better husband when you're a better woman. I'm going to preach. Give me a minute. That just overwhelmed me. Every husband, every man, your boyfriend, your fiance, your husbands will tell you they are a better man when you're a better woman. Girls, listen to me. Oh, you know what? Here's the deal. I'm gonna plug the inner circle right now. And you know why? Because it's going to be so strong. It's not even funny. And here's what I know, that every single one of us walked out of 2020 injured. That's what I know. We saw some things about ourselves that we probably didn't like. The divorce rate, what did we figure, has almost quadrupled.
It was, the divorce rate is 34%, up 34% in the year 2020. 34, and in 2019, yep. It was, I think, like 5%.
Y'all.
34.
You know why? Because y'all had to be home together. That's why. And we live in this world of nobody wants to understand everybody. Listen, you're too late to understand Blue. I done taught all that. But March, girls, let me tell you something really quickly. And I want to come to you on this Friday. What is today? I don't even know. On this Friday. And I want to tell you that if there's no other time, you come and sit and let me stick some courage in you. You have boobs for a reason. You have a vag for a reason. God created you to be a woman for a reason. Stop cowering down. I am so ready to ignite women. It's not even funny. Okay, hold on.
I just had a realization.
Okay, go talk. Because I'm going to start preaching.
When are we doing pink?
March.
What are we asking women to do?
March. That's really good. That's really, really good.
That's amazing that we are literally, Robbie's like, all of us need to march together.
Yes.
And we are doing it in the month of March.
March. I love it, Kelly.
So cool.
You know what I want to do? Can I tell you what I want to do? I want to have every single woman that will come to the inner circle in the month of March. Listen, fair warning. Don't come if you want to stay cowered down. Don't do it. It will overwhelm you. Don't come if you enjoy being who you are and you feel like you are fully satisfied in who you are. Don't come. I want to frustrate you. I want to frustrate you that you are not living your greatest self. That's what I want to do. I want to frustrate you that you are not shining. Oh, I want to frustrate you that you're too worried about what everybody else thinks. I want to frustrate you because you spend too much time arguing about, should I be a stay-at-home mom or should I be a working mom? Why does everybody hate me because I'm a stay-at-home mom? Oh, I hate staying home. Why does everybody hate me because I'm a working mom? Should I go to work? Why do you care if I nurse or not? Why do you care if I use cloth diapers or not? Why do you care if I go to work or not? I love my kids the same. Oh my God, stop it. Why does everybody freak out if I eat keto? Why does everybody freak out? Like, mind your business, women. That's what March is about, y'all. And I can tell you when we're done with March, you're gonna rise up, you're gonna say, hey, mind your own business, sister. You got some issues to sort out yourself. Is that too strong? Am I being too strong for Rise and Shine?
Definitely not. I think they can take it.
Listen, here's what I want to tell you, girls. Listen to me. By the time we leave March, let's do it, Callie. You ready? You ready?
This is what we're going to do, y'all.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm slowing down. Nobody panic. I'm looking at my phone. This is what we're going to do in March, okay? Okay? Are y'all ready? Tell them. Are y'all ready?
Are you ready?
Y'all ready? Here we go.
Can't turn up.
I haven't even started it yet.
Oh.
Here we go. By the time I'm done with you in March, you will be crying and you will say these words out loud. Because this is how I live my life, girls. When you stop worrying about what everybody else thinks about you,
yep,
and you become your greatest you because you understand this is how God wired me. Why would you insult the God that I serve and pick on me? How dare you insult the God that I serve? How freaking dare you insult the God that I served that wired me the way I am? Breathe. Let's do this. Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready? Did they say they're ready?
Yes, they said they're ready.
That's what we're gonna do in March, right here.
I am not a stranger to the dark.
Hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. Learn to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, you say, no one will love you as you are. But
I won't let them break me down to dust.
I know that there's a place for us. Holy and glorious. And the strong words wanna cut me down. I'm gonna send a flood and drown them out. I am. me. Look out, cause here I come. And I'm marching out to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen. I make no apologies. This is me. Y'all need to get some This Is Me up inside of your gut. That's what y'all need to do. That's all I got to say today.
That's it. That's all we got for y'all. And
that's all we got for y'all.
If you don't get fired up after hearing that song,
I don't know what to tell you.
There's something wrong with you.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to... Let me say this. One of the things that I'm going to share with you guys is why that song means the ever-loving world to me. Because the day I realized, I'm going to pray for you because you make fun of my calling and because you make fun of me. That's insulting to the God that wired me. The day that that became my reality, I mean, back in the day, I used to flip people off. Let's just call it what it is.
True.
I mean, I still kind of do in my mind sometimes, if I'm being honest. Can I just be honest?
Yes.
But girls, listen to me. And you listen, you don't have to come with us. As a woman, I almost want to, if I could, get on my knees and beg you to rise up. Beg you to invest in yourself for the month of March. And beg you to march out this song and say, this is me. Mm-hmm. And look out, because here we come, y'all. There's too much feminism in this world. Too much. The future is male and female. It's time that we understand femininity. That's what this world needs. The world needs a Proverbs 31 woman to rise her tail up be a boss, love her children, love her husband, make dinner, kick butt, take names, have a calling, and move on down the road.
Boom.
That's what this world needs.
That's so good.
Let me tell y'all, y'all see me get fired up about men. You hadn't seen me get fired up until I uncage you.
Well,
listen, wait, I just heard this. let me tell you something. All you lions out there, all you lionesses out there, you know what? You're sitting in a bird cage. That's the problem. And you're chirping when you should be roaring. That's it. Go.
Well, you've never, because as we were like thinking about March and we're like, what do we want to do for March? And we just did men. Like, what do we want to do? And it was women, but you have never done a study about how we are wired.
Never. Not one time.
Never. About how we are truly, how God has wired us as women. Not anything else, but truly wired. Like, you cannot get away from.
We are chromosomes.
Yes. Yeah. How we are wired as women. Just like you did for how a man is wired. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why I am so excited about March.
True. Yeah, I've never taught that.
Because I'm like, okay, I'm ready. For February, I wrote all the things down. Mm-hmm. I sorted myself out as a wife, understanding my husband and understanding my man. And so now it's time to sort myself out about me, insecurities, how I'm wired, all the things.
And one of the things I want to teach Callie is that we're all the same, girls, but we're all super different. And one of the things I really want to talk about is your greatest intentions, evil or not, how they still are how you're wired. And I'm going to explain that, because we like to dismiss evil people as something's wrong with them. No. Hurt people. Dissension, gossip, stirring, backstabbers. You guys, I'm going to help you understand. They're really just insecure women.
Mean girls.
I have a whole section on mean girls. Like, we're going to talk about mean girls. I'm going to pull my shirt up. I told Melissa even yesterday. I haven't even told you this. I told Melissa yesterday, I said, I think I'm going to start next month with my bra and panties on.
I mean, you should just come for that.
I am. And I'm going to say, until the day y'all all have the perfect body, because you're waiting to be obedient when you get the perfect body, I think I'm going to start off the month of March in my bra and panties and show you this thing.
That's so good.
This freaking thing. All my lumps and bumps, my boobs, all this thing. I think I'm going to start with my bra and panties so I can show you guys. I freaking kick butt, take names with this body. Okay? Then number two, I want to show you my back. It will have names on it. And I will show you my back. And you will be shocked. You tell me if you can see skin. And I do it anyway.
Yep.
And I do it anyway. It's going to be huge.
So just get ready.
I'm out of words.
She's done. Okay, we're going to say goodbye.
I'm out of words. And I just pulled over for y'all because I'm getting so fired up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's Friday. We're headed to the lake house. Mm-hmm. We're about to have this amazing marriage retreat. But I'm serious with you girls. Okay? I'm not joking around. And Callie's correct. I've never taught this class in my entire life. This is how God wired a woman. The women that stab you in the back, the women that are your friends, the women that are gossiped, the women that cheat, the women that steal, the women that attack, the women that gather, the women that preach, the women that count numbers, the women that change diapers, the women that are nurse, the women that are teachers, the women that are attorneys, the women that are politicians, the women, we're all the same. Just a little bit different. What separates the dark from the light? We're going to talk about that. So all of you, go join my inner circle. Hurry. And then we're going to end March with an absolute freaking party.
We're going to party.
Party. I think we're up to like $500 or $600 in all chick giveaways. We're very excited about it. So, yeah. Okay, I got to get myself to it. I'm supposed to be talking about marriage this weekend, not about chicks. Let me tell you this. By the time I'm done with you in March, you're going to love all the people who've stabbed you in the back.
Because you're going to love yourself. You're going to love yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the thing. It's like,
you're right.
Okay. Roll off my back. I don't care because I know me. I know me.
Do you know how many times we as an office or we as a tribe or we as a family or we as a friend or whatever the hell you want to call us, doesn't matter to me. How many times we will look at people and we will go, oh, come here. Come here. Come here. Let me give you a hug. The fact that you don't like me tells me a lot about you. The fact that you talk about me and post about me, the fact that you wrote a text about me, the fact that you sent us an email, the fact that you came up to me tells me a lot about you. See, most women can't do that. Oh, I'm not even going to talk about that. See, I'll teach that next month. So, anyway. Uh-oh. Hi. Wait, what?
I commented Robbie and Melissa, or Robbie and Callie's car ride looks a little different than Melissa and mine.
Oh.
Y'all were driving and we're like, this is nice.
What were y'all doing?
Just sitting here. Listening. Oh. We're reading the comments, just sipping on our drinks. Like,
that's because this is us. And this is y'all.
Always get in my car for the record, everyone.
But this is owning who we are.
That's right.
The four of us are with each other all the time.
Yep.
And the four of us cannot be any different.
More different. As a matter of fact, Melissa would have been like, that's a little bit loud. Can you turn that down a little bit? I thought she was coming up to tell me I said too much.
I thought you were going to say, y'all can't hear us.
No.
Okay.
Great job. I just said, should I go up?
Okay. All right. Well, I have to go because at this point, that way, there's no more signal.
Yes.
So, y'all want to say bye?
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Go join. I'll see you in March. Is Monday March?
Yes.
Yeah.
March 1st.
I didn't give you guys that big of a heads up. I'm so sorry. Today's Friday. So you best get joining.
They have enough heads up. There's 102 people on. You have the heads up now.
Yep.
Done.
Because we're starting with the pink fire, pink blood on Monday. I'm very excited. Don't hang up. Let's go out with this.
I am not a stranger to the dark.
Dance or something.
Say, we don't want you broken.
Oh, they're gonna bob their heads. I need y'all to jam out.
Run away.
Daniel's gonna be our jamming.
No one will love you as you are.
Got it.
I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us. For we are glorious. I'm gonna see the blood gonna drown them out. I am brave.
Oh, she's playing the guitar.
I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, cause here I come.